Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Dawn will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Good morning and welcome to Your Future Is Now. My name is Bill Heinrich. I am one of the co-hosts today. Jim Grant will be with us in just a second. I want to welcome you to the show. Your Future Is Now is sponsored by Speakers Pathway Coalition. Speakers Pathway Coalition was formed to help entrepreneurs get their message stated precisely in everything they do in business. If you're an entrepreneur or a business person and want to get your message out specifically to the public to get the highest results possible, you can go to speakerspathway.com. Again, I'm Bill Heinrich. I am filling in today because Dandy Don McGrath is hosting our show called Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support over at speakerspathway.com. We started these shows, Inspiration, Hope, and Support, during the pandemic. And every show, we have three speakers a day on our virtual stage, and every one of them is posted on our website at speakerspathway.com. These are messages that will work and help you whether there's a pandemic or not. These people from all around the world are offering advice in many, many different areas dealing with the ability to live your life more powerfully and purposeful. Today, our guest is Stuart Gethner from Phoenix, Arizona. Stuart is a pharmacist who got involved in real estate investing. He owns some pharmacies and has since sold those and focuses strictly on real estate investing. And what Stuart's going to talk about today is how to use joint venture strategies to get started in real estate. So it's going to be a really, really exciting show. Welcome, Stuart. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Good. So, Stuart, you said that there's four stages. I mean, where would you like to begin with this to let our audience know how they can get involved in real estate investing in the simplest way?
So thanks. You know, it's one of the ways that you want to start if you're looking for multiple streams of income. And one of the things that I learned when I was working as a pharmacist is that very wealthy people have multiple streams of income. In fact, I learned they have seven different streams of income. And on the Forbes top 400 list, most of them made their wealth through real estate. So I started hunting and investigating, and I came up with the four major ways that you can make money in real estate. And we always start with the goal or the end in mind. So are you looking for cash, or are you looking for cash flow? Do you need money right now, or are you looking for like long-term wealth? And so if you're looking to get some cash now because you're tight on your bills, or you want to go on a vacation, or whatever that looks like, then there's two types of strategies in creating cash right now. And we've all seen one of them, and that is fix and flip, right? We see fix and flip TV shows on all the different networks, and they are very adept at being able to get everything done in about an hour. So even though there's hiccups and stuff along the way, fix and flip is a great strategy. It takes 2-3 months to kind of turn it around. And everybody and most of the clients that I've taken on board that want to learn how to fix and flip, it's a lot more complicated and a lot more stressful than they show on television in about an hour. But it still works. It's still a great strategy. I've done it. And at the end of the day, this is a great strategy to create immediate cash. And it's not rocket science. It's not like you have to go out there and re-educate yourself. Most people know what a kitchen looks like. Most people know what a bedroom, bathrooms look like. And so it's a great strategy.
So Stuart, I just want to ask a quick question if I can. How much time would a person have to put into this on a joint venture in the fix and flip every day or every week?
So that's a great question. And the answer is clear as mud. And obviously, the more time you put into something, the more you're going to get out of it. So if you're looking to do this part time, then your expectation has to be realistic as far as how long is it going to take me to get this project done. So can you do things at 5, 10, 15 hours a week or just doing it on the weekends? Yeah, you can. However, if you're looking to create immediate cash flow or cash, then you want to be able to put all your time and effort and energy into it. So I have clients that start out doing it part-time and they migrate into doing it full-time.
You know, Stuart, and this is Jim Grant. I finally showed up here. I got kicked off or something. I don't know. Maybe I didn't put a quarter in the machine here. But Stuart, I remember seeing you on stage speaking at the iNetpreneur Expo out there in Phoenix. And brother, I tell you right now, I was so impressed with you. I said, we got to have this guy on the show, especially now, because this is a prime time for people to get involved in real estate. And I'd like to ask you a question, if I may.
Sure.
What would be your suggestion for the average person like me or anyone else out there listening, how to find properties in the market today?
You know, that's a great question. And I think it comes back to the different strategy we were talking about. It depends on what type of property that you're looking for. What is your strategy? If you're looking to do a fix and flip, then that would be maybe different than looking if you're trying to purchase a land to develop or an apartment complex to own. So Just taking a step backwards, going into the strategies, you know, if you want to create cash, we talked about fix and flip. And one of the challenges that fix and flippers have is, and we see this in a lot of entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, they work in their business and not on their business. Mm. And so fix and flippers, they don't start looking for their next project until this project's about 80 to 90% done. Mm. So another great strategy you can have to create some cash is to find the properties that the fix and flippers want and mark it up a little bit and sell it to them as they wind down their project. And we call this strategy wholesaling. So wholesaling is another strategy that you don't need a lot of money to get started. And you can try to find those properties, Jim, anywhere. We'll talk about marketing in a bit. Mm-hmm. But those are great strategies in order to create immediate cash.
So, Stuart, I'd like to hear a little bit more about something you just said about working in your business rather than on your business. What's the clarification with that?
So when we open up a business as business owners, we have to do everything when we start a business. We have to answer the phone, raise the capital, pay the bills, take out the garbage. Everything is our responsibility. Marketing, it doesn't matter what business you're in. You know, I used to own pharmacies, and so whether it's retail or now I'm doing real estate, we work in the business. As we want to grow our business, we have to start leaning on others. And so in order for us to start working on it and not in it, we have to give up some of those responsibilities and look to others to lean on. So one of the examples that I talk about, just about me specifically, is the books, is doing my bookkeeping. There was a time when I would not do my books and just go ahead and once a year, usually in January or February, take out the previous 12 months' bank statements, sit in front of my television, and enter each month's bank statements until I went through all 12 months and reconciled them. And so I don't think that's a very good way to do bookkeeping, but that's how I did my bookkeeping. So the question then begged, could I do my bookkeeping? The answer is yes. Should I be doing my bookkeeping? Probably not. So for me to give up that task took a lot because I don't want to share my financial information with just anyone. But in order for me to grow, I had to find someone to lean on to take over that responsibility. So my time is spent working on more important tasks than just getting things done.
Yeah, it makes sense, because otherwise you can spend a lot of your time doing menial tasks or performing tasks that you're not really suited for, and you could better utilize your time to be able to, you know, work on the real estate project that you're on and let someone else take care of something that they've got more of a knack for. That makes a lot of sense. And Bill, I know you've been in real estate, and you know, it's really a wonderful opportunity for someone to be able to invest and be able to build up a piece of property and be able to make a little money on it, isn't it, sir?
You know, that's really true. In fact, with Stuart talking about working in his business versus on it and wholesaling, I think we're going to be going to break in a minute. But when we come back, you know, I'd like to hear about some of the ways that you leverage. And obviously, having someone help you find properties would save you a lot of time for sure. And at the same time, get them more acclimated to this real estate business and be able to learn from someone who's been doing it for a while. Does that make sense to you, Jim?
It really does, because when you're looking for advice, you want to go to subject matter experts that have done it, not people that talk about an ideology or a philosophy or anything like that. Someone that's got some sweat equity in the game, because that's going to save you a lot of time and a lot of money. And I like the fact that Stuart's also going to be talking to us later on in the show about joint ventures, because that's going to be really interesting, because when you enter a joint venture, you know, I've been in several of my life. I mean, that's when everybody contributes and brings their strength to the party for the profit. It's kind of like a buffet. Everybody brings their favorite dish and everybody enjoys it, right?
You know, that's really true. And when we do come back from break, I mean, having started a couple of real estate offices, I have a whole variety of different questions that I want to ask Stuart, you know, about financing, also how he plans a year out in looking for properties and such. So we've got a lot to cover here in the next few sections, Jim.
We sure do. We'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Well known in medical practices that patients tend to lie about their health habits. They lie about how much they smoke, understate how much they drink or eat, and overstate how much they exercise. What's another word for those little white lies we like to tell in the examination room? Teradiddles. Doctors have a rule of thumb. Whatever the patient says they're drinking, smoking, or eating, multiply it by two. But it's hard to come clean about your habits when you know you're in for some jobation from the doctor. That's criticism we don't want to hear. If physicians want us to be honest with them, I suggest they try being a little less judgmental and use a little suaviloquence. That's soothing, encouraging talk. It's marching down. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Well, Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. Dandy Don is on the webinar right now, doing a live webinar with messages of inspiration, hope, and support. We put out just a request for speakers to share their message about inspiration, hope, and support. And within 24 hours, we had over 60 speakers. We got over 120 now. We're in the process of going through that every day, Monday through Friday. We're live on Facebook at our Facebook page, Speakers Pathway Coalition. And if you'd like to see some of the individual presentations, go to speakerspathway.com and just scroll down. You'll see messages of inspiration, hope, and support. There's normally about three pictures there, but for underneath that is see more. And we got all of our speakers there. We're adding them every day or every other day or every few days as fast as we can. And today, ladies and gentlemen, since Dandy Don is doing duty over there, we have our honorary host, Mr. Bill Heinrich, with us today. Mr. Bill, I'm so glad that you're here because you had to kick off the show. Man, I was out in Lulu land.
Well, those things happen sometime, and it's great with me because I find this really fascinating. In fact, one of the things that Stuart had mentioned that I love is he talks about exit strategy. And myself, being a high-level business coach, I always talk about that. You know, people go in and do things, and they like to hang out in the honeymoon phase of, oh, this is going to be wonderful, and it's going to be great, and we're going to make all kinds of money. And I always say, what's the exit strategy? How are you getting divorced? Right? So, Stuart, if you would, talk about that a little bit, about your planning, marketing, and exit strategy.
Well, I think that's a great question from the perspective of when we get together to do a joint venture, when we get together to do a partnership or a strategic alliance, we always have the greatest expectations of the outcomes. And as you know, right, it doesn't always happen that way. You know, I've looked at thousands of people's business plans, and that's one of the things that we do as coaches and consultants, is we try to review and poke holes in your business plan. And I got to tell you guys, not one of them I ever saw ever had something like, well, I'm going to get divorced at the end and lose half my stuff. Or not one of those business plans said, my business partner is going to drain the bank account and disappear on me. All the business plans I've ever read have happy endings. And so we realize that that's just not life. So we always want to start with the end in mind and talk about, when we're going into any business venture, but especially real estate, what's the end game? Is this a buy and hold? And if it is a buy and hold, for how long? So when we bring on investors, when we take a look at an apartment complex, or whether it's vacation rentals, because I'm here in the Phoenix Scottsdale area, how long do we plan on holding this for? Is it till we make a certain dollar amount? Is it a certain period of time? Because the last thing you want is one of your partners coming back to you and telling you, I need to get my money back because my kid needs braces, or I have to leave now because I have a sick mom that I have to fly and take care of out of state. So we always want to have those, what I call, crucial conversations up front, because we hope we never have to use them or look back at them. But that's the right way to start, with the end in mind and talking about what's the ultimate goal and the exit strategy.
So you also mentioned that you have to have more in common than just personality and getting along. Expand on that a bit, because that's a very, very important fact.
Well, I put together this program on joint ventures and strategic alliances and partnerships and such. And I just like you gentlemen have mentioned, and you've been in partnerships, I've been in partnerships, owning pharmacies, I've had two partners, doing real estate, and I bring in investors. And I realized that partnerships there's like three pillars of your world, or think of it as a triangle. And each triangle has a leg. And one of the legs on the triangles is personality. We have to make sure our personalities get along. Another part of the triangle is having defined roles. And the third part of the triangle is having desired outcomes. And one of the things that I found when I work with people is, especially those in partnerships, what I found fascinating is how they got the partnership started, how they got the joint venture started. So being in real estate, I found that people get together for a cup of coffee over at Denny's or Starbucks, and they'll talk about their strategy. Oh, I want to buy and hold, or I want to be an investor, or I want to wholesale or fix and flip. Oh, really? You want to fix and flip? I want to fix and flip too. Let's go into business together. And I got to tell you guys, when you go into business with someone, it's almost like being married. Mm-hmm. And I joke, but if you were looking for your soulmate, if you're looking for the one to spend the rest of your life with, to marry, to go to eternity, we have websites like Match.com or other Yahoo has other personals. There's even one called Farmers Only, right? Where you can try to find your soulmate. But when you go into business together, which is almost like a marriage, people don't take the time to take a look to make sure their personalities are in line, that they have clear and defined roles. Are you going to do the bookkeeping, or am I going to do the marketing, or what is it that we're going to do so that we're not playing in each other's sandbox? And we also want to have, like I said about exit strategies, the desired outcome. What are we both wanting out of this venture so that we can measure it and tweak it along the way?
Yeah, that's a
go ahead, Jim. No, go ahead. That's okay.
I'm just going to say that's a really important thing to bring up, because in a lot of joint ventures or partnerships you get involved with, if you don't iron out all those wrinkles, I was told this a long time ago, and I've seen it come up time and time again, and it happened to me one time because I did not do my homework. One partner will always feel that that individual is doing more work than the other partner, and that creates jealousy, it creates riff, and that's why if you have a meeting of the minds and you have everybody's, you know, position and things lined out on what to expect, who's going to do what, who's going to be responsible for everything, it just solves a whole mass of problems. Because if you just eagerly jump in there and you're excited like a kid going to the circus, you know, and you don't have a game plan, you don't have a good marketing plan, you don't have a good exit strategy or anything like that, you're going to have a lot of problems. And I think what you're saying there, with your exit strategy and having personalities and sync and all, Stuart, I think that is the best advice you could give someone in any type of a business venture.
Right. And so it's amazing, because we really don't teach this in schools, do we? How do you learn something like that? They don't teach it in grade school or high school or college. Usually you end up getting the school of hard knocks, and that can be very costly, not just within money, but with time.
Yeah, you sure can't. That's a very good point. And Bill, you were going to say something. Let me hush up and let you give you the mic.
Well, actually, one of the questions I was going to ask Stuart is something I learned. I owned my first business by the age of 24. And I had a fellow that was a mentor of mine. And he told me something that I've never forgotten. And that is this. The things you don't do are more important than the things you do. So how does that apply in this real estate investing and joint ventures, Stuart?
I think the biggest mistake most folks make when they go into real estate investing, whether it's a buy and hold or invest, flipping or wholesaling, is their due diligence. You know, they underestimate the dollars. They don't map out. They don't put a spreadsheet together until it's too late. One of the things that most people that I've seen where they get into problems, their biggest challenge is the money piece. So they're maybe going over budget, or they didn't think all the way through the different pieces of financing. And so one of my coaches a long time ago taught me that the number one reasons business failed, the number one challenges that you have in any business, in any transaction, is it's about the money, it's the financing. And he would say, even the oldest profession in the world, it's about the money. So we have to stay focused on making sure that what we're doing is realistic from an expectation and realistic from a financial planning.
That's really fat. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a really good point, because I tell you, it's amazing how so many people just miss the simple basics. And I'm glad that you're pointing those out, because, you know, a lot of people would love to get into real estate investing, but if they don't do their due diligence and their homework, they are setting themselves up for problems. And Bill, I know you wanted to say something.
Well, I just wanted to hear a little bit more about what sort of financing is available, and especially in today's market, how flexible is it, and what is it that people should be keyed in on, Stuart?
That's great. And I know we're going to be butt up against a break, and we'll talk about it a lot more after the break. But back to what you said, Jim, you know, the fundamentals, the basics of business, the basics of real estate investing really haven't changed in thousands of years. You know, maybe the tile color, the color of the appliances, the neighborhoods, those things might change. But as far as the concepts of how you buy and how you put transactions together, those haven't changed. And so to get those fundamentals down, all those fundamentals lead to a strong foundation. And as we all know, the strong foundation is what makes a building, a tree, a relationship strong.
That's amazing, because in speakerspathway.com that sponsors the show, we created some courses for the people that were joining us that wanted to learn how to get their message out very succinctly and be able to attract people to them. And the first course that I created was called Creating a Safe Foundation. And everybody said, what the heck? What are you talking about? And I said, if you don't have a good foundation, you can't build on it. So you're really saying the same thing there, aren't you, Stuart?
I am. And that's true in any business venture or mm-hmm. in any relationship, especially when we start talking about money, when we start talking about gaining financing and borrowing money, whether it's from an institution or an investor, there's an element of trust involved. And that trust is not just to pay back, but anybody can steer a ship. Anyone can steer a ship when the waters are smooth sailing. It's when you start hitting the storms and the rough waves. That's when it really dictates, you know, you want the person with the experience and the wisdom. So the advice is to find someone that's done it before and pick their brain or use their time so that you can learn with the mistakes that they made, because you're going to make plenty of your own, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right, because if you're not willing to make mistakes, you might as well stay home, because you're not going to be worth anything to anyone. You can just dream in the canyons of your mind and be is anything you want to be. But in the world of reality, you got to have the courage to make a mistake, and then most importantly, own the mistake. Just say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, and forgive yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Make amends and go forward. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Information about book publishing is power. The power to change your authoring life and the power to change the lives of your readers. So join us for Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask, with your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, you'll hear about statistics, scenarios, and strategies on what to do now. As the book shepherd, Dr. Judith Bryles is in. And each week, she will include publishing professionals that will reveal tips and secrets to the author's journey. If there is a book in you, you want to listen, learn, and yes, call in with your questions each week. For more on Judith and what she can do for you, check out her website, thebookshepherd.com. It's Your Guide to Book Publishing, Everything You Want to Know But Didn't Know What to Ask. Brought to you by AuthorU and The Book Shepherd, with your host, Dr. Judith Bryles. Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys over at speakerspathway.com. If you go there, we got many complimentary gifts. You can't miss it. It's right in the center. We got free TEDx training for people that's interested in getting a five-step kick butt TED talk by Dandy Don McGrath. And also, we have the messages of inspiration and hope and support that Dandy Don is with right now, interviewing the people on that particular webinar. All of the individual presentations are there. They're there to help people during these dark days or trying times. Please go there and share that information with someone that you know. And probably, you know, there are going to be some things there you want to pick up on the way and also brush up and get your, you know, we all need a little sunshine in our life. And also, Mr. Bill Heinrich is with us today. He's our honorary host. Bill has a free gift for you today, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Clarity Has No Story, because we were talking about getting clarity in the mind. This is a great place to start. It's free. Just go to my free book. Three simple words, myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. And Mr. Bill, welcome to the show. And, you know, Stuart is just laying some great information on us about real estate, isn't he, sir?
Yeah, it's really not only is it good information, but it's very sound, Jim. You know, I've been working for 10 years as a business coach, and the things that Stuart's talking about are very sound values to build your foundation in business. And Stuart, how would people get a hold of you, like your website, email address, and what kind of people would you like to connect with? Tell us a little bit how to get a hold of you and who you'd like to connect with.
So the easiest way is the website, and it's an easy website to remember. It's called contactstuart.com. Contactstuart, whether you spell it S-T-U-A-R-T or S-T-E-W-A-R-T, either one, would take you to my website, and there's a link there for you to also download a free ebook if you're interested in getting started in real estate called Why Real Estate, Why Now. My email address is simple as well. It's my name, Stuart, S-T-U-A-R-T, at my last name, which is Gethner, Stuart at Gethner, G-E-T-H-N-E-R.com. And of course, back in the old days, we used to use this thing called a phone. So my phone number is 480 area code 443-4500, 480-443-4500. And the people that we like to work with, and I've been doing this for quite a few years, is people who are looking forward to getting started in creating a multiple stream of income, whether it's to buy and hold or to wholesale or to do a fix and flip. And it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, because like I said a little earlier, the concepts have stayed the same. And I also work with a fair amount of investors who are looking to diversify their portfolio, get a solid return on their investment that's secured by real estate. So we buy things, as I mentioned, like multifamily. We do vacation rentals out here. So I've done commercial. So whatever type of real estate you're looking to get involved with, I'd be honored to be a resource for you.
That's amazing. It really is to have someone that's a subject matter expert. But just by listening, Stuart, you can tell he's a grassroots reality kind of people. He's got his feet on the ground. He's not, you know, yakety saxing around with some pie in the sky. I mean, Bill, it's just, you know, it just reverberates through the airways that, you know, Stuart is a go-to guy that you can have a good, strong business relationship with. He's rock solid in his principles, what he's saying, what he's teaching. And it's really an honor to have someone like that on the show, isn't it?
You know, it's you said it very well. The thing I like is there's no blue sky in this conversation. It's all about the things that need to be done that are going to make you successful. And the question that I have is when these when people contact you and want to get started, what sort of alliances do you have for financing in getting these properties purchased and taken care of, Stuart?
Hey, you know, that's a great question. And gentlemen, really, I'm honored to be on your show. It's well known. And Jim, I was honored to meet you. And thank you for your service as well. So when we talk about financing, when we talk about money, we want to talk about, you know, I found this hard as I was getting into this. People like banks and other institutions look at money as a commodity. They look at money like Walmart looks at toothpaste. And we work so hard for our money that we have an emotional attachment to it. So depending on what you want to use the money for, so if you're looking for some short-term money because you want to do a flip or what have you, then that's going to be a different type of arrangement than if you're looking for, let's say, money to buy an apartment complex with, or just a single-family residence or a condo for a rental. So depending on what you want the money for, and, you know, there's an old Chinese proverb, and it's, may you live in interesting times. And we're certainly living in interesting times, but their capital is the money is what keeps everything fluid. So depending on what you're looking for to use with it. So I'll give you an example. We bought a fourplex here in the Phoenix area, and we did it with investor financing. We didn't go to the bank. We found investors. And so we were able to borrow the money from investors, and we pay them, our mortgage payment to them on this fourplex is $1,004 a month, $1,004. And the fourplex, they're all two-bedroom, one-baths. And out here in the Phoenix area, those two-bedroom, one-baths, they rent for about $900 to $1,000 a month. And so if you do the math, our payment's $1,004, and each one of those pays about $1,000 a month. We're buying cash flow. So in that instance, our investor who lent the money is happy to get a sound return. And so we can borrow money from investors one of two ways. We can make them just a debt partner, where we just pay them a monthly return, give them, just like you would a bank, we just pay them their monthly mortgage payment. Or we can partner with investors and joint venture with them where they're an equity partner. Not only do they lend the money, but then they get a piece of the action. Maybe they get a piece of the cash flow, the monthly cash flow, the depreciation, or the interest deduction. And so depending on what you're looking for and what you need the money for, there is plenty of money out there.
So what are some in being involved in business as long as I have, I've also been involved in raising capital for businesses, working with investors. And the term that I learned in doing that is you have to create money magnets. In other words, you have to have things in your business that attract money. So how does that work in your line of business, Stuart?
Sure. So one of the things that when we give presentations and we talk about financing is we got to be a good fit. Just like in a partnership or a joint venture or a strategic alliance, it's got to be a good fit. So people have to understand when they're investing with us the concepts of real estate. So my mom, God bless her, she'll be 97 this year. She doesn't know much about real estate. She might lend me money because she loves me, but for her to invest money with me in a real estate venture is not a good fit, because should something go wrong, she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't understand the concepts. So we want to work with her, but understand the concepts, because it's a roller coaster. And like we said, nothing ever really goes according to plan, but you wouldn't know that if you didn't have a plan. And so for us, we try to make sure that the goals are aligned, the personality is aligned, and most importantly, the desired outcomes. What are we looking for? How long are we going to be borrowing the money for? Is it a 3-year, 5-year, 7-year play? And so depending on people's personalities, we're going to sit down with them, have a crucial conversation. What are you looking for? And we'll show them opportunities to see if this is where they would want to invest. The nice thing about real estate, as opposed to investing, let's say, in the stock market or oil and gas or other opportunities, your investment is secured by a hard asset. So that means should something happen, heaven forbid I get struck by lightning or hit by a bus, that asset is sound. And so you have many things you can do with it other than just continue to have it rent or perform cash flow. You could sell it. You could refinance it. You have a lot of options when it comes to investing with a secured asset.
So what I'm hearing you say is you're coming back when you're taking a look at the financing to some of those basic principles you talked about before, having a plan, understand what you're going to do with the property, rather than just flying into it and taking on a wing and a prayer. Is that correct?
Exactly. So we have to have a strategy in mind, and we have to be aligned. And then we have to then do the transaction. And whenever we take a transaction, action. We have a realistic approach that for the first 3, 6, 12 months or so, there may not be any distributions because we're going to keep the dollars in the deal. You know, in any business, you make your money when you buy. And so we look for opportunities where we can buy things under market value. You know, I use the example back to Walmart. If I'm selling in my pharmacies Crest toothpaste for $1.19 and Walmart selling Crest toothpaste for 99 cents, I might sell some toothpaste, but Walmart's going to get the bulk of the toothpaste sales. So in order for me to be successful, I have to buy better. And the same thing goes through when we fix and flip. We have to buy appliances, flooring, paint better, and it goes when we do buy and holds. We have to find opportunities that are under market where we can bring value to the marketplace, and in return for that value, we get a handsome return.
Yeah, I had a fellow one time tell me this was quite a valuable lesson. He dealt in antiques, and he said he never made any money selling antiques. He only made his money when he bought them. And so you're really saying the same thing. You really have to know what you're getting into when you enter into a property. Is that correct?
Yeah, and that's why you want to partner and joint venture and put yourself in a position to work with those that know, those that have done it before. You know, when the market's hot, and you can stick a sign in the ground and sell a fix and flip in 30 seconds or 30 minutes. But if you're in this, if you're going to be in this for the long term, then you want to have someone on your team that has some experience, some seasons, has been around a while, and has some knowledge, because those things are going to come into play over time.
That's really important that you bring that out, because you got to have a subject matter expert that's been there in the trenches, that's got sweat equity in the game, as I like to say. But most importantly, they've got a working experience and knowledge, because that can help you. That's going to avoid a lot of problems down the road, especially if you're properly planning and you're looking at, like what you said early on, beginning of the show, having that exit plan. You know, because that's the complete picture. You're just not starting out there in the blind with, you know, your fingers crossed or anything like that. Because exactly. I guess we've all been there, you know, in our down the pathway of life as we learn. But we got a little bit more to discuss when we get ready to come back from these commercial breaks. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back right after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
We have a book titled The Art of Doing Nothing by Veronica Bien in our guest room by the bed. I'm telling you, this book is an impossible challenge. In the state of Maine, it's said that someone who bottoms chairs for a living is lazy, presumably because one's bottom is perpetually in the chair. To sozzle means to laze around or perform a task in a sloppy way. The word is mainly found in New England. A quote from 1848 describes the term as used by housekeepers in certain parts of Connecticut to refer to a lazy person. Other words for lazy people are abbey lubbers, scabberlotchers, and slaughter pooches. To me, the ultimate loblolly is someone who is too lazy to even fake like they're working.
It's marching down the road. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jim Grant. Your Futures Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And if you know anything about SpeakersPathway.com or our show or our guest, you know we're all about giving things away, especially valuable things, especially during this day and time when people are struggling or maybe not sure what they're going to do. And one of the things that we've done at SpeakersPathway.com, we've established a webinar series, Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. And if you go to messages or go to speakerspathway.com, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see messages of inspiration, hope, and support. Just click on see more. You'll see all of the individual presentations there are right up on the people. And please, you know, share those with others that could be you that could really, you know, get a helping hand during these dark days. I got a cat here bothering me, excuse me. But also, too, clarity in the mind. That is key. And Mr. Bill Heinrich, our honorary host today, he has a book called Clarity Has No Story, and you can get your free copy right now for free. It's called myfreebook.me. M is in Mike, E is in Echo. Myfreebook.me. That's Mr. Bill's gift from him to you, and please get your copy and share with others. And Bill, thank you so much for being a guest, being our honorary host on the show, because you fill in as a guest speaker all the time. And brother, we're just so glad to have you. Thank you, sir.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and I'm also really excited because as I'm listening to Stuart, you know, one of my favorite shows is Shark Tank, and I see people come on there that are in love with their product or their business, and they aren't open to expansion and opportunities. And I think that the thing they miss more than anything when they don't put deals together is having the expertise, knowledge, wisdom, and experience of a shark being involved with them. And Stuart, you certainly aren't a shark, but you do joint ventures. And this sounds like a tremendous opportunity for people.
You know, it's I wasn't really aware when I started partnering with people how popular these joint ventures were. And I was talking to a gentleman who was one of the premier executives for a bottling company. And he said to me, you know, we've all heard of the brand Coca-Cola. And Coca-Cola is known throughout the world, third world countries, all the way through neighborhoods. And he said to me, think of all the Coke that's distributed in a day, whether it's at a soda fountain or grocery stores or at a bar where you have rum and Coke or Jack and Coke. Think of all the Coca-Cola. And he said, did you know 15% of all the Coke in the world is distributed by one company? And I was like, I never knew that. What's the company? And he said, McDonald's. And so McDonald's and Coke have a joint venture, and that's a pretty big piece share of their business. So joint ventures is popular amongst large corporations, and it's not just for smaller investors like us. And so we may not have all the time, money, tools, resources, but we come to the table with something. We come to the table with whether it's experience, some come to the table with money, some come to the table with time. So I've been able to put deals together that with others that come with what they have to offer. I have a client named Roy, and he's putting together a joint venture deal down in Tucson, Arizona. He's buying a 70-unit apartment complex. And he absolutely, other than hiring me, he has very little funds. But he has the knowledge of property management, and he found the deal, and he's raised over $4 million in capital, none of it his own, to put this deal together. So everybody has something they can offer, whether it's graphic arts, whatever you bring to the table, there's a need for it, where we can find a way to put that together as a partnership, where we can all create a win-win scenario.
Why don't you describe a few of the the types of joint venture people that you're looking for, from somebody that wants to get into the business all the way up to somebody that has a lot of capital.
Right. So, and I think you hit on it right away. What are we deficient? What do we need? And what are we looking for? So we like to work with people who are go-getters, who are ambitious. So you might be able to help us find the property, because there's ways that we find, there's ways that we market. Some of the ways that we market, you know, the most expensive way would probably be on television, and that's expensive. But some of the best deals are not found via the television. Some of the best deals and opportunities are found by relationships, just who you know or who you know who knows someone. So when we look to joint venture or partner with someone, we like to work with those that are motivated to help us find property. We also like to work with those that have some funds that want to invest with us for either a short period or a long period of time. You know, I have a client named Stephanie, and she's a fix and flipper, and she's able to now start flipping her properties. And, you know, you don't need millions to invest. She takes maybe $10,000-$20,000 from certain investors just to help her with her repairs. So depending on where you're at financially, depending on where you're at with your time, there's always opportunity for you. We just have to have a quick conversation and just see where it leads to, because there's always room for one more.
So you're looking for joint ventures, people who understand what opportunity is, but more importantly, meld into the values of your foundation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And not only with that conversation that we have, you'll be able to learn what a good joint venture partnership looks like. So we may just have a conversation, and we'll be able to turn you loose to go back into your community and create success stories by yourself. Now, this isn't rocket science. I put these principles together. They're very sound as far as, you know, the triangle approach, personality, make sure we got personalities that fit, defined roles and desired outcomes. I had a couple come to me, we'll call them Dean and Henry, because that's their names, and they went through the triangle with me, and they realized that they were not a good partnership fit, that it wasn't good, that they were not comfortable. After they had the conversation at Denny's or Starbucks and wanted to go into business together, they came on board, and we sat down for a two-hour deep dive and went through the triangle, and they left as friends but realized that it wasn't going to work out, which is a good thing. So we look for people that are wanting to either joint venture with us, or we'll show them how to get it done.
So that's go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, that's really amazing. Before we go any further, I just want Stuart once again to share his website so people can get in touch with you and say, tell me more.
Hey, thanks, guys. It's pretty simple. It's www.contactstuart.com. Contactstuart.com. There's a link to contact me. I'd be happy. I put together what I call the joint venture ideal partner checklist, and I'd be happy to send you a copy if you'd like. But the idea is to create education. I believe in marketing through education, and then we'll see if there's a good fit.
So it would seem to me that currently, as we're sitting here in this pandemic going on, that there's a multitude of opportunities, not only for people who may have properties that want to get out of them because they may need more cash or they don't want the burden, but also for people who are looking for new opportunities and ways to make money without having to rely on a job that they no longer have.
You're right. And when you study economics, whenever there's a hiccup in the economy, whenever there's been a hiccup in economies, when those that come out of the economy, the transfer of wealth is like never before. So as we see ourselves growing in this next phase, first of all, there's always opportunities. Even during the Depression, there were people who were getting rich. So there's always opportunities. But the opportunity now is more plentiful because we're going through some tremendous changes and growth.
Yes, and also, too, there's a lot of information at our fingertips they didn't have years ago. And that just, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, you know, back they used to advertise, let your fingers do the walking through the yellow pages. Well, you can just pop on websites left and right and get all kind of information. So it's real easy. And the people who really, you know, thrive and survive and really go and grow during times like this are people who have a vision. They know what they want, and that takes clarity in mind. And Stuart, you know, someone like you that's in the business, and my goodness gracious, I mean, It's just a pleasure to have you on the show, sharing this wealth of information. We got just a few minutes left, and Bill, I'm going to let you share or ask any question you want to before, because time is getting short.
Yeah, I just wanted to. One thing that wasn't brought up is, are you a friend or a foe of realtors?
Friend. Boy, there's enough business for everybody. I got to tell you, my lovely bride's a realtor, and everybody's entitled to make a living. But Jim, one of the things that you said that you're spot on is the clarity. And this is a great book, Clarity Has No Story, that Bob has. Because when you have clarity, when you have a vision, then putting the plan together to achieve that vision is so much easier than when you come to the fork in the road, as they did in Alice in Wonderland. And the Cheshire Cat, she says, which way do I go? And the Cheshire Cat says, well, what are you looking for? Where do you want to go? And she's like, well, I don't know. And she's like, well, then it doesn't matter which path you take. So they have the clarity is so important. And I got your book, and it's an awesome book. That is one of the fundamentals of the foundation is clarity.
You know, it's so funny because people who I've spoken to about the book are like, I don't get it. I don't get the title. What do you mean? So I run the other way, you know, because when you have clarity, there's no story. When people are telling stories, they're living in a fictitious world. Mm-hmm. But when you have clarity, you have guideposts. And I just love all the different things that you have laid out here that you've talked about today, because not only does it apply to your business, Stuart, but it applies really to anyone's life. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely. And so you want to have good habits, good fundamentals, and over the long haul. So people sometimes today want instant gratification, and all the things we talked about, gentlemen, none of it is get rich quick. None of it. But if you do them and you work them in principle, it's get rich slow, and it works every time.
That's wonderful, because I like that, because I'd rather have something that's rock solid and just slow and steady. Because if anybody, you know, tells me that, you know, you can, like one time I got involved in an oil well business, and I'm not going to tell you how that thing went, but it was all pie in the sky and all that. And that's what makes me feel so comfortable and so glad to be associated with you, because I heard you speak in Phoenix. I knew you were our kind of people to have on the show. And Bill, I know you'll agree with that, sir.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it, Jim. No question at all.
Thanks for having me, gentlemen. I really appreciated the time.
You're more than welcome. You make our show look great. And ladies and gentlemen, our time is gone, but we want to personally thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back next Friday, and be sure and download the show. Thank you. Bye-bye.